Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us for our Week 9 Fantasy Outlook for your Denver Broncos. I'm Ashley Docking. Now, last week, a big win against the Packers set the Broncos up very nicely to head out on the road with their heads held high to face the Colts. Sunday will mark the second trip back to Indy as a visitor for Peyton Manning. And if past performances are indicative of anything, Manning's 2013 389-yard, three-touchdown performance could mean a huge day for the Broncos, especially since the Colts defense has allowed 12 passing touchdowns and an average of 294 yards through the air heading into Week 8. Now, consider Manning a quarterback one option this week. Let's shift gears and talk about Ronnie Hillman, who found the end zone twice against Green Bay and now has at least 20 touches in two straight contests. The ground game got a boost from C.J. Anderson as well, who came alive last week to the tune of 101 yards. He also added a touchdown. Up next for the duo is an enticing matchup against the Colts defense that's allowed more than 22 fantasy points per game to running backs. And if we're talking about fantasy point opportunities, we may as well talk about the fact that Indy also gives up the fifth most fantasy points to wide receivers. Not like you need another reason to take Demaryius Thomas or Emmanuel Sanders in your lineup, but I just gave you one anyways. Now, we're just here to help. Also, either pass catcher will make a strong building block on DraftKings this weekend at $7,500 and $7,300, respectively. And a new face in orange and blue as Denver traded for veteran tight end Vernon Davis on Monday. Now, Davis still has the type of athleticism and explosiveness to be a difference maker and should quickly ascend to the third option in the passing attack behind, obviously, Thomas and Sanders. He was just underutilized so far this season, so check your waiver wire and add Davis if you need help at the tight end position. Now, it goes without saying, but the Broncos D is a number one ranked fantasy defense, and although most tend to stream their defenses week to week, this defense is one you want to hang on to. They continue to be a weekly must start, even on the road and even against a formidable foe in Andrew Luck. Now, if you're into kickers, Brandon McManus has made at least one field goal in every game this year, including five from 50-plus yards. You should expect his fantasy dominance to continue. Now, that's all from the Fantasy Sports Network studios today. We'll be back next week with all the fantasy insight you can handle. Thank you for joining us.